Welcome. It's another episode, episode number two of Y'all Get On My Nerves.
Round two. Fight.
Deuces.
And my name is Greg.
Amanda.
And today on our show, we brought some of our friends. This is Jason. Say hello, Jason.
Hello.
And Karen.
Hello.
Did you do like a weird hello?
Hello.
You got to do. Are you doing a podcast voice?
He doesn't want you
voice?
To know what he really sounds like.
I'm a big fan of Larry Fine from the Three Stooges.
He is the best stooge. We could save that for another podcast. But today, our friends Jason and Karen happen to be married. And we share a dynamic that's a little different. We're going to do a little compare and contrast tonight about, what it's like to have kids.
Yeah.
We have kids. They do not have kids. So, let me start off by asking you two, as a couple without kids, what are some things that get on your nerves about people with kids?
Oh, that's a good question, baby. Mm-hmm.
I'll go first.
Sure.
you can stir yourself for a little bit.
Yeah.
One of my big gripes is when you go to an event and people bring their kids and then they expect everyone else to take care of their kids. It's like they go off and they get their drink and then they hang out in a different room and they just dump their kids in another room full of people and they're just like, okay, I'm in the public now. All these people are here. They'll take care of them. They'll keep them entertained. If they fall down, someone will take care of them. I don't want to see them because it's the holiday. And
Do you think though, they're actually expect you to take care of them? Or they're just like, I'm done with them. They can do what they want. Hopefully they get lost. That's sometimes what I think. I'm like, hopefully they get lost.
Yeah.
And you probably not having kids, like you're worried. You're like, they're gonna run off. Mm-hmm. No, we're trying to get rid of them.
No.
Yeah, I think sometimes as a parent, you've just had it up to here and you're like, let somebody else deal with my kids. But they didn't subscribe to that.
Yeah. That's true.
You know? Well, it's something that, I don't really know how to interact with kids all the time. And they'll be like, oh, I have to go potty. And you're like, well, we gotta go find your mom.
Yeah.
I tell you, somebody that works in a medical setting, when they have patients that come in there with a whole bunch of kids, and maybe they don't have any place to put the kids, but they're sick and they don't feel well, they run around like mad sometimes, and a lot of the nurses and people like that come to their aid, but it's kind of expected in a situation like that. But if you're out at, say, like a restaurant, have you guys ever try to go up for a nice meal, and there's a couple with kids who is just making the worst of it? Have you ever been on a plane where there's a kid on the plane, and you're in a confined space with them for a long period of time? I could see how that gets on your nerves. It gets on my nerves, because I don't want to be in one of those situations with my own kids. Am I right, Amanda?
It's true.
I have to say, whenever I've been on a plane and there's been kids, every parent I've run into has been awesome. It's different dining out, though, when you end up with a kid crawling underneath your table. And you're like, I can't touch this. If I touch this kid and pull them out from underneath the table, someone's going to say something to me.
Will his mom reject him?
Yeah.
Well, this is that thing, too. Like, if I'm in a restaurant, and this is probably the difference, because... Mm-hmm. I have the resume. I'm a parent, So if I saw a kid crawling on my table, I'd be like, uh-uh. Go back to your table. Like, I correct him. Like, I'm a mom. So I'm just like, I correct him. I'll be like, go back to your table and be quiet. Because you're loud up in here, and nobody wants to hear all that. Like, I'm going to tell them. Don't think I won't. But as a single person, not a single, but as what do y'all even call? What do you call?
Normies?
Free.
Yeah.
Child free? Is that what it's
freedom,
called?
A freedom.
What do you call people without children? Happy?
Do they have
rested?
So we'll go with child free, right?
All
right. I guess it's a child free
environment.
You feel like maybe you couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
I want to yell at that kid.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to try that because I don't want mom or dad, shooting me.
Yeah.
Because I don't know anything, because I don't have kids or whatever, which is true. I don't know what it's like to be 24/7 and have to take care of somebody that's a little jerk sometimes.
But even when you do have kids, you're reticent to correct somebody else's kid because they'll snap on you too. Don't you tell me how to raise my kid. Everybody has different styles. And then because of that, you've also got kids that are well-behaved and kids that are not so well-behaved. One of the things that gets on my nerves about people that don't have kids is that they expect that every unruly child is a direct result of your parenting style.
True. True.
Oh, that kid's acting bad. That parent ain't doing their job. The True. Parent's not doing their job. Let me tell you something. People and kids are the same. As soon as they develop their sense of who they are, their personality, mm-hmm. that's who they are for the rest of their life. Mm-hmm. And I have two different kids, yeah. two different personalities, mm-hmm. and it's night and day difference.
Mm-hmm.
You can
and it's
pretty
true.
Much
and
raise them with the same values, but... Mm-hmm.
I think we are living proof of that, though, because we have two kids raised the exact same way, mm-hmm. and one will go out and just... Bad. Just bad. Like, even yeah. when he was little, just bad.
Since he was two.
Bad. And then the other one was, like, perfect. Right. Like, you didn't have to tell him nothing and mm-hmm. just did it. And I'm like, we raised them the same way. It's not that.
Yeah, and it's not like we raised them the same, like, it was rigid and we were, like, tiger parents or something. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, you know, Bella has needs, Zach has needs.
We
meet them,
parents?
You know. But
you don't
at
know
the
what
same
a tiger parent
kind
of
personality.
Is? That, is that a parenting lingo?
You don't know what a tiger mom is?
Oh, no. Look, we know in lingo the child-free couple does not know.
You never picked up a copy of What to Expect.
I saw one once.
And I walked curtly and
you
swiftly
even,
the other way.
You weren't even curious to like lift
table.
It open. You didn't you went walk by, you're not even curious to even open it a little and be like,
no.
Really?
No.
They will
I know what's gonna
if you
happen.
Open it. I can say that from that perspective of, you know, the idea of like, and it's all on the parents. I personally feel like I think that a lot the younger the kids are, you know, I think like, oh man, why didn't they discipline them more stuff? But then as kids get older, it's like I have an understanding that kids just develop those personalities, especially when you get into teenagers, then they're just out there.
I mean, I can see like some young, like when they're just being over the top, just bad. Like, I mean, I even look at that now with some parents, I'm like, like I had a kid unruly, you know, mm-hmm. But then you can see how the parent. I think it's more of seeing how the parents respond to it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because
mm-hmm.
sometimes I'll be out and I'm like, a kid will act like that way, and I won't judge yet. I'll just mm-hmm. be like, oh, that little badass kid. I'm gonna go beat his butt, you know? And then you see the mom like come over and be like, don't do that, Cooper.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
And I'll be like, yeah. and he's like hitting her in the head, and I'm just like, I would hurt him.
Like, we're going home.
I would pinch him like real hard, like
yeah.
nobody would see under
yeah.
the arm. I'd be like,
Like at least I would think that couples and people without kids could appreciate a parent trying to discipline
mm-hmm.
when they see a kid acting out and they're
yeah.
trying to discipline
mm-hmm.
them.
Yeah.
But
I respect that actually. When mom or dad, when they're like, you stop that now or I'm going to take away your toys when you get home. I appreciate that. And I think parents get embarrassed when they're out and they have to put on their mean voice.
Do you even appreciate, like, if you're in a store? Because,
mm-hmm.
like, Zach will get embarrassed. Sometimes you will, too, won't you? Like, they're doing something, I'm like, I'll start yelling at them in the store. I don't care. Where we at? And they're like, stop it. I'm like, no, I'll get louder. Like, but then I wonder, like, the people around, if they're, like, especially child-free.
Does loud even work, though? That's what I'm curious about. Because my dad scared the crap out of me every time he yelled at me. I stopped whatever I was doing.
Really?
Just instant,
yeah.
okay. Just docile.
Yeah.
Like putting a dog on its back.
It was different back then. Your parents told you to do something, and there was just innate fear that you had that they could do whatever they wanted, and you tried to listen. You didn't want to be, you know,
yeah,
a bad
true.
Kid.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't exist anymore. These kids, you know, you try to threaten them the same way that your parents threaten you, and they're just like,
it's the internet.
I don't care.
Maybe it's the internet. They're like Googling this stuff. They're Googling these secrets.
Everybody knows.
Maybe you should be hitting them.
Well, we've spanked our kids
It
before.
Don't help. It don't help.
It doesn't make a difference,
no?
at least with one of our children.
Mm-hmm.
If
we never punish
him every
really.
Single way that you could ever think of, he just doesn't
yeah.
care.
The defiance is there no matter
so,
if it's
yeah.
a timeout.
You can't
or
do anything
a threat
to
me. Or
I understand the fact that boys, I was a boy, mm-hmm. we're idiots. We're just born stupid. And it takes a good 30, 40 years to even have a clue.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I don't understand why people let them continue to be stupid.
mm-hmm.
It's just.
It's not something, it's not a let.
About it.
It's not a let. It's like you can encourage them, you can steer them in the right direction, and give them all the tools they need to succeed, but it's like, you know, you could lead the horse to water, but you can't make him drink. It's the same thing. You can't. Mm-hmm. You can steer him where he needs to go, but he has to meet me halfway across the sky, can't he?
Yeah. There's got to be something that they care about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, well, that's why I think, like, he's for into us,
it, he is focused and he is on it.
Oh, yeah.
It.
Mm-hmm.
But it's never his studies that he's worried about.
But I think for us, as far as, like, spanking, when you're talking about that, like, it wasn't effective. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to know, like, what's effective, and it never was.
Yeah.
Like, now, like, most effective thing to punish, like, our teenager is, like, take away his phone.
Mm-hmm. Like, take he would probably rather,
like, if I gave him the choice, if I would beat you or take away your phone, he'd be like, I'll take a good beating right now. Like, punch me in the face.
That would be over quick.
Yeah, you know?
I'd cry for a bit.
Like, he would.
Get up. Quit playing. Get your phone back.
Go tell your friends. Right.
You tell him you got hit by a baseball.
That's the thing. If you don't take his phone away, that'll be on Instagram quick. Y'all, look what they did me this. Look what they did me this.
It's true.
Rigging an IV out of some earbuds.
Oh, they're coming to shut down the podcast.
Sorry. All right, a question I have, though, for Child Free.
Mm-hmm. And go.
What do y'all, like, when you, what is your weekends like? What is your, like, I want to, like, you can just, like, have, you just come home and just whatever you want to do. Like, there's nothing you have, you just.
I usually don't even, like, get dressed on the weekend. Every time.
This is the third time I've seen her in clothes. It's always a robe.
Yeah, a panda bear robe. That's, I get home, I put that on, and I wear my jammies the entire weekend. I'll take a shower, put the jammies back on, and then wait until Monday. I have to go to work.
Totally sexy time, all the time.
Yeah, Andy loves to walk around in just a nightgown.
I do.
That's all she wears.
I do. Like, I don't wear clothes if I don't have to go out the house. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm the same.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I got one of those onesies. That thing's pretty sweet when it's chilly.
But what do you do, like, during the day then? Just, like, will you play video games? Like, you do,
watch,
like,
TV, we play games. I like the sauce.
Yeah. But, day drink.
Yeah.
You know, you just.
They can do whatever they want with no agenda.
Like
and they don't have to worry about,
yeah.
You know, passing this on to, my kids are going to see me drinking in my underwear in the middle of the day. This sets a bad precedent. They don't have to worry about it.
If we have to do one thing, like, oh, we have to go to that party, it'll be like, it seems like it's huge.
Really?
One thing for 1 hour, you know? And I'm sure you guys, like, oh, we have soccer practice, and we have PTA meeting, and all this stuff. And it's like, one thing is just, like, insurmountable.
Uh-huh. Yeah, like, don't you remember the time we were together before we had kids, as brief as it was?
No.
We would plan to do something. We didn't. We could just be like, yeah, let's go over to this person's house tonight. Oh, they're doing this. Let's just go over there. We had nothing to do.
I mean, we're getting a little bit more like that the older they get, that we can, like, leave them, you know?
That's
It's becoming a little more freedom. Mm-hmm. But still, it's still, like,
you don't have your house. You don't have the privacy at the house.
Yeah, like, we can't just bend over in the kitchen and do sexy stuff.
At least it's frowned upon when we do.
You know, if you're going to make some brownies, you know that they're going to be gone.
Yeah.
Oh, this is my candy.
Yeah.
That's something that gets on our nerves about having kids of our own. We'll tell you that right there. Mandy buys snacks, they mysteriously disappear.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing but lies.
Wasn't me.
Yeah.
Totally.
I would hate that. Like, get some real nice chocolate bonbons or something.
Oh, I gotta hide them.
They just get gobbled up.
Like, so, you, I mean, you develop survival skills. Like, I will hide my chocolates, you know? Like, I have areas I will hide my chocolates. My Easter candy's still up in my, yours too, up in the closet right now. You know?
So you got your own stash of candy.
Oh, yeah.
You have to. Kids. These kids, they just take it.
And then you hide it, though, like it's, you know, some kind of drugs or something. Like, they come in and they're walking by, like, with a bag. And you're like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Like, you're, like, blocking it.
Why y'all coming up here?
Like, he's going to find it.
What are you doing, Mom?
I'm like, go back around that way. No, like, get out of the room.
Book.
It's Christmas presents.
Don't look.
So no. Yeah, that's I never thought about
we got candy just on tables.
Oh no. It would be gone. It would be disappeared. But we'll put out decoy candy though. We'll put out like some junk
that'll
like look, we got candy. Like if you're looking for something and that'll last like long with the, and I'll buy the candy they don't like the little Heaths.
You should leave out hardware store candy, because that's always like the worst, driest candy ever. You should leave that out.
It's like from a bodega or something. It's been sitting there collecting dust at that counter, because people are going there for parts. They're not trying to grab a bag of corn nuts.
Yeah.
I didn't even know they still made corn nuts until I went to Lowe's the last time.
Yeah, those giant bags of corn nuts too.
Now, do you hear though from a lot of people about like, do they ask like rude questions like, why don't you have kids, or why don't you, gonna really?
I've heard that.
This is the funny thing on my part though, anytime, I mean, I hear all stories about people getting in people's faces and stuff. Anytime I've mentioned to someone that we don't have kids, the person will come and be like, no, if I could go back.
Really?
I love my kids. They always say that, love my kids.
But they whisper it.
But if I could go back, I wish I didn't have kids.
Really?
That's happened every single time that somebody's commented on me.
Greg would probably say that. Greg
I would agree.
I would not.
I would agree.
I love my kids though. No. But
that's the trouble with kids.
If I would have went and been like, Greg, I don't want to have any kids, he'd be like, oh, okay, good. Like I had to convince him, and then he was like, all right, one. He was like, one, and I was like, three. I wanted three kids, but now I'm glad it was just two. I'm glad. Because then they outnumber you.
Three, he's fun. He's like a good kid.
She's glad it was, two. I mean, it's okay to have kids. You got this, most people have kids and they got this idea that they're going to instill all of their knowledge into their child and raise them up better than they were raised. Mm-hmm. And it'll make you super proud that you were able to do that. But that's not the way it is. They don't listen to you ever. Mm-hmm. They do whatever they want. They got no common sense. It's just living with people that are a pain in the ass most of the time.
Yeah.
And you love them and you want the best for them still, but at the same time, they're just like, whatever, I don't care.
But I like my kids. I like hanging out with my kids.
It would be better to not have to deal with this and also have the money to do things that we want to do and go to places we want to go and have quiet, sexy time on the weekends. Because now with your job, you're so busy with that. If you didn't have kids, you could just get everything done. If you thought about it that way.
Well, when people ask me if I have kids, and I'm like, oh no, and I'm just like, no. I've had actually people say that's kind of selfish, isn't it?
Really?
How is that selfish?
And would you want
just
selfish
another
people to
potential
have
serial killer?
Right.
That's a good point.
Terrible. Yeah. Why would I want to contribute to that? I'm already messed up enough.
I guess they think that we're just hoarding all this money and we don't want to out like we're Ebenezer Scrooge or
something. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You don't get to escape this hell of being a parent. You know, us pulling our hair out and driving us to drinking.
I'm Nintendo rich. I got Nintendo games. I got Sega games. I got all kinds of stuff
like that.
We
have those
games
too, but now they're just the kids.
Like
half hour. I have so many cool toys that I never had all my life. That's what I really like. I don't think I'd
You got a lot of time to get into hobbies and things when you don't have kids, because you know, when it's your kids, it's their hobbies now that you have to they play sports and you got to go to the games and you sign them up for Girl Scouts and you got to go to the meetings and you got all this thing, and it's fun for the kids and stuff, but it takes up all your free time. Like you work and you got to deal with that, and then you're tired because
but then there's some parents that like
40.
One of those. They like going to those soccer practices. I mean, we have good friends that are. They have like 6 soccer games and lacrosse and all this. I'll sign up our kids for something, and then I'll talk them out like wanting to go. It's like they'll be like, "It's time for practice." I'm like, "You don't want to go, do you?" Like I'll be like, I'll bribe them with stuff. If you stay home, like I don't have to bring you. Like I'll give you this. And I'm like, all right, like, maybe we're just bad parents. I don't know.
But it scares me, too, that the parents will be like, okay, I have 3 kids, and they all have 3 activities, and their entire Saturday is just sitting at games.
That's true.
And then the kids are playing games till 10 o'clock at night, and I'm like, how? I don't know how a kid could handle that, a single kid. And then you have a parent who's doing all of it for all their kids.
Well, going back to that point earlier, like, you're like, they dropped their kids off and they take off and they're nowhere around, and it's like they bring them there for us to deal with them.
Yeah. It's to get them out the house.
Right?
They're driving me crazy.
So basically what happens when the kids are at home is everybody's on their electronic devices, and that serves the same purpose. Like, I can drop an iPad off in my kids' room and I could get several hours of quiet to myself in the house, and it's the only way I can maintain. And it's so addictive to have that time to yourself, to do the things you want to do, because you've given so much for them for all these years already up to this point, that it's like, this is why this is happening. We're giving it to them, and it's like, shh, we can take a nap, or we can go watch a movie without them being all up in our face.
And I think a point is, like, because, I mean, when I was younger, we didn't have that, but, like, it was okay. Like, my parents were like, go outside and run in the creeks and this. But now you can't, like, really, because you're all nervous when they're little. Like, I mean...
There's crazy people out there now. There was crazy people out there then, but there wasn't 7.3 billion people back then.
Why was it the sewers then?
Yeah.
We didn't know about Coldwater Creek then.
Yeah. We still played in it, though, right? Yeah. So, like... Going outside, that's what we did, you know. Come home when the street lights are on, you know. And in the summer, you could stay out even later because, you know, it was darker.
Oh,
and it's,
man,
like, we ran the streets all the time.
Yeah.
They had to call us in for dinner.
Young, you would do that. Like, you would, I remember being out, like, really young, like, and being outside when it's dark and stuff. Like, now, like, my almost 14-year-old, I'm like, it starts to get dark, and I'm like, are you home yet? What are you doing? Like, are you almost home yet? Like, I'm just nervous. I don't know.
That could be because you just aren't used to it. Whereas we were out younger like that, but now it's like they suddenly are old enough, and then they have all privileges.
I worry about so much constantly. I could not imagine. Oh my gosh.
Kids.
What's he doing
that's,
now?
Yeah.
That's the other thing.
What have I done?
Kids are such a responsibility.
And I do, I'm with you because I have anxiety too. So, like, he's out and I'm thinking of, like, all the worst things in the world that could happen, or, like, you know.
And it's not even, like, the creepy outside things. Stranger danger. It's like, am I feeding them right? What about the pesticides? What about the GMOs? I'm a terrible mom.
Does he know who to vote for?
Because there's the pressure, too. It's not just disciplinary action of the kids. It's nutritional, too. Like, these kids are overweight because those parents don't watch what they eat, you know, or they're not buying the organic stuff because, you know, they're a bad parent in this way, or the anti-vaxxers, they're bad parents because of that, or whatever you could think of. Somebody's going to have an issue of saying that they're a bad parent, but a lot of times it comes from people that either think that they're the perfect parent, or maybe they don't have kids at all. You know, because it's easy to say what somebody else should be doing when that's not who they are.
Well, do they still do, they had chickenpox parties when I was little.
No, there's a vaccine for it.
Oh, what?
See, I was waiting on that. I know.
Kids don't even get chicken pox anymore.
My kids never had. There's vaccines for it.
Now they get measles and tetanus because people don't vaccinate.
But no, I had the chicken pox.
I had them twice.
I did too.
They don't have even. Maybe that's the thing. Kids don't have to deal with the stuff we had to deal with. You know? They don't. They have it easy. They do.
Oh, man. They don't have to.
They can chat with their friends.
They don't know about standard definition television with only 6 working channels and a couple snowy. You know what I mean? On a 12-inch screen.
No, you don't.
And you have to pick out what you'd watch in the TV guide. You don't have to agree on it.
No. You didn't have a guide.
Well, even now, like...
Video games, period.
Mm-hmm. Zach would come, though, with, like... a question, you know, for school, you know, and I'd be like, did you at least try Googling it or something? He'd be like, Google. Like, and I'm like, we would have to, like, look up stuff by going to a library and getting an encyclopedia. Look at everything at your disposal. And you don't even, you're just like, you won't even use it. You don't even use it.
And that wasn't even that long ago that Google came about, 20 years or so, where it was like, you could go on a search engine and start looking for all the knowledge in the world. That is the most fascinating thing to us growing up without it. And now the kids this generation, just 20 or so years later, they're like, I have to type stuff in and read the results. I don't have time for that.
Or they don't even write. A lot of them don't even.
We had to write like 12 page papers by hand.
And now a lot of kids don't even know how to write cursive.
They don't teach them that because they're like, nobody's going to need to write. Everything's going to be computer. You just type.
A customer signed with an X.
Yep.
Wow.
What is this?
Is this the old West? Put your mark on the paper.
I'll spit on it. Yeah.
Was it a young person?
It was a young person.
Really?
It was just a dude, and he's just...
I kind of do that now, too. Like, when I have to sign with my finger, like, you know we have to sign on one of those pens? I just kind of go, like, a line.
Yeah, she does. She goes...
I just put a line now.
You know what it looks like? It looks like Arsenio's signature.
It's like your first Etch-a-Sketch. Just all over the place.
Right. Wow. Somebody came to my work and put down an X, I'd be like... First name Malcolm?
I can't communicate with any... Like, I totally feel like an old man because I can't communicate with kids. Even when I was younger, when I was a kid, I was terrible with other people, but I don't understand anything they do anymore. Like, I literally saw a guy wearing skinny jeans today, and it, they were, like, with his underwear hanging out. What...
Well, how do you not kill them when they do that? I think, especially even being a parent, I don't understand them either. No. I don't think it's like not having kids versus having
parents just
baby.
Don't understand. You know, but at the same time, that's just we don't because
I remember getting hit with a flip flop.
I remember you were talking about that music that Zach was listening to. You're like, no, you need to change his mind. You can't let him listen to that stuff. And I'm like, we don't have the choice. Don't you remember the music we listened to that our parents thought was ridiculous? It's the same way.
Yeah.
That's how it's going to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And their kids are going to have weird music that none of us
let's
understand.
Let's be fair. Everything is terrible now.
A lot of things are terrible. That's why we have a podcast called Y'all Get On My Nerves.
Because everything does.
That's right.
Just about. But for one thing, I think it should be our topic on going out on. Because you were talking about earlier how people don't think you are your age. They think you're younger than you are. And you feel older. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's like because you don't have kids. You know? Mm-hmm. You don't worry. Like, I know I've got wrinkles and grays and all that stuff. From having kids.
Yeah. It ages you. It ages you prematurely having kids.
Going gray, man. I know.
But at the same time, I've seen a lot of hipsters with this kind of look. I'm sorry.
He was born in it, though.
The beard, the beard, the hat, maybe
she's
not so much the shirt.
The
I mean, this looks pretty regular, but I mean, you know, you look like one of the guys that could be working at a craft brewery. And so maybe they think that you're younger than you are, but it's also a testament to you know, just good genes, I guess.
I guess.
I think it's kid free too.
You think it's kid free?
Yeah, I think it's I think it does.
Yeah. Because worrying does decrease your age. That's scientific. Well, and when you have kids, that's extra worry that you don't even want to have to deal with. And you look at the state of the world, where that's going, and you're just like, and my kids are like basically imbeciles with stuff. They can't tie their shoes. They can't unlock a door. They can't take a cap off a bottle of milk.
True stories.
They cannot do the most simple things imaginable. It is ridiculous.
Yes.
I have no hope for this generation.
Yeah, my colleagues at work this last week, they were like, oh man, my 24-year-old son just called and asked me to do his taxes for him, and it's like tax day.
Yeah.
They didn't figure that out.
That would be ours.
I heard just the other day in Missouri, more than half of pregnancies are unplanned. More than half of pregnancies in the entire state are unplanned.
Wow.
So yeah, there's a lot of little idiots running around. Just saying.
Well, you know, unplanned can be kind of open, though. It could be, you know, we want to have kids, but well, I didn't want you right now. So.
Yeah.
But see, then that kind of goes along with, it's like, how is that even possible if the parents aren't doing their job? And a lot of times you are.
Well,
you know, kids defy you. Once they reach that adolescent age, that's where they really start to defy.
And it's true, because earlier now, too. It used to be kids didn't fight back until, you know, like, teenage, like, 16, 17. Now it seems like you see four-year-olds like, mom.
Yeah. But it's not like, I mean, they have sex education in, like, every school now. So it's not for lack of education, I think.
Yeah,
you know,
it's not for lack of education.
It's just
knowledge
they don't
and resources. It's everywhere. They just, they're too busy watching YouTube videos of cats, people opening up toys, and Fortnite.
Yeah.
Oh, cat videos are pretty cool.
Cat videos are pretty cool. Yeah. We can all agree on that.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
love cats.
Look, yeah. kid free, child free, have kids. Everybody loves cats.
Right.
Yeah. I prefer free range adults.
Cats are probably the one thing that don't get on my nerves.
Yeah. Until they start scratching up your furniture.
Oh, yeah, never mind. Well, that's why you got to get it. All right, so what if I say declawed hairless cats?
Ooh. Yeah.
Wouldn't they get cold?
Yeah.
I don't think you can declaw cats anymore.
They can wear sweaters.
Dude doesn't wear them.
A hairless cat with a sweater would be pretty
cool.
Should
this be our next topic? I don't know.
Hairless cats.
But I think this one is about...
Maybe next time we'll talk about pets. People and their pets.
Oh, that would be a good topic. That would be a good one. But thank y'all for coming on. I hope you had fun.
Thanks for coming. Thanks for sticking around, you listeners, for our second podcast of Y'all Get On My Nerves with Greg and Amanda.
And remember, we drop new ones like every Saturday. Every Saturday night. So be looking out for them. Y'all Get On My Nerves. We're on everything. We're on like Spotify's and the Google Play and all that stuff.
We're out there in the cyberspace.
Look for it. Tell your friends.
Tell your friends.
Y'all Get On My Nerves.
All right.
Bye.